Hi, family. My name is Ellen, and I'm an addict. My sponsor told me to do that. First of all, I want to give thanks to my higher power for getting me here clean and sober and safe. I also want to thank the committee for asking me to come out and share my experience, strength, and hope. There better be Jesus calling. I do want to thank the committee for asking me to come out and share my experience, strength, and hope. Because I know a few 24 hours ago, y'all wouldn't have nothing to do with me. And the topic is, where do I go from here? But I got to explain to you first where I come from before I can tell you where am I going. I'm a native Washingtonian. My clean day is February 16th, 1990. My home group is the One Step at a Time group. Meets every Friday at 7 o'clock in D.C. So if you're ever there, come and give us a shout out. We have some good recovery going on up in there every Friday. And we like going out to dinner afterwards. But I grew up in D.C. and my parents did the best that they could. But I was the one who was a very curious child. Always wanted to know why, how come. And I was also a follower. And I loved to follow my older brother and whatever he did. You know, he was very, very protective of me. And I, you know, we did a lot of things together. And as a matter of fact, we got high together as well. You know, and I always shared this about this because, you know, that was his addiction. This was my addiction. But we used a lot. And when we used, he was always like, okay, before you use anything, bring it to me first and see if it's okay so I can use it. But let me tell you, there were a lot of things I tried first, and I said, here, you try this. You may be able to use this. You know, but needless to say, he came into these rooms, found the rooms in Narcotics Anonymous, and I was still out there doing what I needed to do because I just wasn't ready. And I never forget my bottom, and I never want to forget my bottom. By the time I hit my bottom, I was living in Atlanta, Georgia, with a boyfriend. I was probably a toothpick thin. I was barely holding on to a job, and I was usually just 5 minutes before the marshals were coming to put me out of whatever place I was living in. And I never forget my brother calling me and asking me, am I ready? And I'm like, ready for what? You ready to get high? You mean ready to get down? But that's not what he was referring to. Because he had found these rooms in Narcotics Anonymous. He was asking me, was I ready to surrender? And I'm like, yeah, whatever. And he introduced me to these rooms in Narcotics Anonymous. And I, needless to say, I wasn't ready. You know, I came in here, I heard y'all sharing your experience, strength, and hope. I did the things y'all told me to do. I got a sponsor, went to meetings. But I just wasn't ready for this, and I decided to go back out.
We have a medical emergency. If you're driving a motorcycle, we need your, all motorcycles have to be removed from the front of the facility. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
And see, now that I didn't realize I'm old and I forget my train of thought.
Take your time,
baby.
Okay, regroup. I'm back. I'm back. He found the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous and introduced me to the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, but I just wasn't ready. So I decided to go back there and add a little bit more to my story because I just wasn't ready to surrender to this disease. I just wasn't ready. And lo and behold, I'll never forget the day that I totally surrendered to this disease. I was real sick. I'd been up using for days, missed work for a couple of days. At this time, my father didn't want to have anything to do with me. And that was the one man who always was there for me. And my brother asked him to come and get me and bring me home to D.C. And when I got here, my brother took me to my first meeting here in D.C. Everybody in that meeting was welcome. So you, the sister he's been talking about all this time. And I'm thinking about, no, this nigga ain't never here talking about me. These people don't even know who I am. You know what I'm saying? Don't they know that we like to keep things in the family? We don't be talking about stuff outside the family, let alone about each other. And he been telling all these people all my business. You know, and needless to say, y'all told me keep coming back, and I did. I kept coming back. And I got hugs. They told me to sit in the front. Don't sit in the back because I need to sit in an emergency room up here in the front row, and I sit in death row all the way in the back. So every time I go to a meeting, I still come up to the front. But I need to also tell you I got a short attention span too, so that's another reason why I can't sit in the front of a meeting, because I need to hear what I need to hear that's going to help me. I never know where I'm going to get my help from. And what I kept doing was coming back. I started getting hugs, and I started getting some women in my life, and I started to, you know, started to understand a little bit about, you know, recovery. And before I knew it, I got a year clean. Didn't have a sponsor. Was going to meetings. And then finally, I heard someone share about sponsorship. You know, yes, I grabbed that orange pamphlet. It's even brighter today, y'all. Real bright orange. And I grabbed that pamphlet and kind of read something about sponsorship. And I got a woman who was in my life and had been in my life for that past year and asked her to be my sponsor. And from then on, I could truly say that my life got so much better because I started to get to learn a little bit more about Ellen. You know, where Ellen wanted to go and what I needed to do and how to become a lady. You know what I'm saying? Because when I got here, I was this scared little girl. You know, feared everything, everybody, not knowing what to do, what to say. I know my first probably 6 months in recovery, I couldn't open up my mouth because I didn't know what to talk about except for knowing how to get high, where to get it, where is it at. That was my language. That was the extent of the English language in my book back then. So y'all kind of told me, you know, to shut up, take the cotton out of my ears and put it in my mouth so I can hear something that's going to help me grow. And I can truly say all those things that I heard has helped me to grow into the woman I am today. And I'm just so grateful for you people in these rooms to help refine me. And this is where I'm going. And I'm becoming that better person so that I can serve my higher power. But I celebrated my first year. You know, and my sponsor introduced me to the steps. And when I got introduced to the steps, I got introduced to me all over again. You know, and I've done some rounds of steps since then. But that first round of steps is the one round of steps that really helped me to get to me to know me. I'm a very insecure person, low self-esteem, low self-worth, very self-reliant, self-centered, and controlling. You know? And I'm going to be honest with you, I still got a little bit of control issues. Okay? What'd you think? But I'm still working on me. Okay? With the help of you people and my higher power. And I can honestly say that, you know, working on me has been the best thing because that's the way I've been able to give it back as it was so freely given to me. And it hasn't always been an easy thing. I am now sponsoring women, and I can honestly say I love these women. They are my heart. They are the ones. I don't know how much help I actually give my sponsees because my sponsees always give me so much help, you know. And I am so grateful for these women. You know, and I've truly grown for having these women in my life. Because what I found out is sponsorship is not always about sponsoring somebody. It's also about developing relationships with another human being. And today I've learned to develop relationships with other people today. Because when I was out there, I didn't have relationships with other people. Only relationships I had with you people was, again, one more time. Where's it at? How much you got? You got half. Is it good? Oh, yeah, it's killing people down the street. Okay, tell me where it's at so I can go get that, you know. But today, my relationships are so much better not only with women, but with men as well, all because of the relationship I have with you people, my higher power. And I can honestly say, you know, I had a rough time with the higher power part as well, you know, because I was real, real, real angry with God when I got here. I know the last part of my addiction was all due because of the anger I had because he took my mother away from me at a very early age. She died of breast cancer in 82. And after she died, I didn't know how to grieve. I didn't know how to act. I didn't know if I would ever have another close relationship with a woman than I did with her, because she was the only closest thing to me that I had, other than my father. And I have sisters and brothers, but it's just nothing like that relationship that you have with your parents. And I had a good relationship with my parents. And they told me that the best that they knew how. I'm not saying it was all right, but the best that they knew how. And I just took on a lot of anger when she died, because I lost a lot of, you know, confidence in people and trust in people. And I just didn't trust us. And no offense, women, but I didn't trust you ladies. I didn't trust none of y'all. You know, so when I got here, it was hard to develop a relationship, especially with women. I had no problem developing a relationship with you men. You know, that's the easy thing for someone like me, because I just slide right on up into you. I was like, yeah, what's up, bro? What's happening? Where is it at? You know what I'm saying? But it's the true relationships that I have with women today that's really helped me, because they're the ones who taught me how to be the lady I am today. And I'm so grateful for my sponsor, my grand sponsor, who all have work knowledge of the steps and their traditions. You know, and today I have a better relationship because of that. And where I'm going from here is because of this path that's been laid down for me, I'm able to do things I've never been able to do. I developed this relationship with this higher power who I was very angry with. Because when I started step work, you know, they don't mention God into the third step. So I kind of worked on this higher power thing. And that's what I kind of did. I took on a higher power, you know, someone who's more loving and caring and greater than myself to help me to move on and grow and to figure out where I'm going to go from here. You know, because I had no clue of where I'm supposed to go, what I'm supposed to do. You know, so I relied on this higher power to help me down this path so I could know where I'm going. And this power has helped me go down this path by just being a good person. I am a very loyal individual. You know, I'm very loving, very caring, still controlling. But what it is I'm learning how to do it differently, you know. And this is where I'm going. I'm becoming a very peaceful person. You know, I'm no longer that miserable individual that came into these rooms a few 24 hours ago, because I was truly in a whole lot of pain when I got here. And I'm not to say today that I'm not in a lot of pain, but the pain is not as bad as it used to be. And it gets better with time. All because I'm going down this path that was laid for me. I'm just trying to do the right thing today. I'm not saying that I'm perfect. By no means am I perfect. But what I'm trying to do is the right thing today. Because I know my higher power has a plan for me. And that plan is being revealed more and more every single day. Because this is the path of where I'm going. Is where am I going today? I'm going down this path that's going to help me to become a better person, to be a service to my higher power, you know, and have some peace today. And I'm just so grateful for, you know, these rooms, because I never would have dreamed living the life that I have today if it wasn't for the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous and you people. You know, I don't have the big mansion in on top of the hill. I don't drive that nice Bentley with the two doors, the sports one. That's a convertible top. My pockets are not filled with money. As a matter of fact, I'm broke as all get out because I hit the outlets on the way down here. Hope I saved enough gas money to get back home. I'm being honest, you know. But this is where I'm going today, being of selfless service to my higher power so that I will get the blessings that I have been getting so far. And I can honestly share with you today one event in my life. And I'm going to turn it over to Keith because I told him I would leave in 3 minutes.
You're doing good. Keep going.
For the last 2 years, I have been in selfless service to my father, who's been very ill, who we had to bring up from South Carolina for the last 10 months. He was bedridden, and we had to close down my dining room and put him in a bed in my dining room. And took care of this man like he took care of me. And I'm not going to say it was the easiest thing that I've ever had to do. It was one of the hardest things I've ever had to do in my life. Because here's this man who's vibrant, go-getter, always loved to take his family on trips. He was one of those history buffs. Now I know where I get it from. And I had to share about this in meetings because I was so scared because I didn't know how to take care of this man. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what resources I had that were available to me to help this man. And I came into the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. I shared about where I was at. After that meeting, I had phone numbers. I had agency names. And by Monday, I had gotten him an aide. I had gotten him a doctor. I had gotten him a hospital bed. And all the help that I needed to help him. Because I didn't know what to do. And I honestly didn't know where I was going to go. And after taking care of this man for the last 10 months, he died in December of last year. I didn't know where I was going. I had lost the one man in my life that's loved me no matter what. This is the man that drove 400 miles every February to come to my anniversary. This is the man that no matter what, no matter how much I used, no matter how good I was, no matter how bad I was, no matter how selfish I was, no matter how controlling I was, he loved me unconditionally. And because of you people, my higher power, I was able to give it back as it was so freely given to me. And took care of this man before he died in December. And y'all kept telling me to hang in there. It's going to be okay, Ellen. You're doing the right thing. You're going to get your blessings. I can't say I felt it then, but I can truly tell you I'm feeling it now. And now I know I am being blessed in my life. All because if I didn't have you people in these rooms, I would have never been available for this man who took care of me. That's where I know I'm going today. I know I have to be a selfless service so that I can help another human being. And it took his death for me to understand and know where I am going today. And where I'm going today is just being that good daughter, being a good sister, being a good co-worker. I'm back, y'all. Being a good sponsor, being a good sponsee, and giving it back. Because I know my blessings will come. All because I'm doing the right thing today. And I don't know if I shared enough to give you some help, but damn if I didn't just help myself. Because if I help myself, I know that one day I could help another addict. As y'all told me, as a one parallel is one addict helping another. You know, and today where I'm going, this is being a selfless service person and being able to help somebody today with no strings attached. Because trust and believe, I'm not going to lie to you, a few 24 hours ago, there were some strings attached. You know, I had conditions. You know, when you ask me something, or when you ask me to be a part of, or Ellen, can you do this? Ellen, can you do that? I had some strings attached. But today, I don't have strings attached. Because I can't move on in my program if I'm not being a selfless service. As the old-timers were there for me when I got here. And I can honestly say they were really, truly helped me a whole lot in my recovery. It helped me to understand Ellen. And I'm so blessed to know Ellen because I didn't know who she was or where she was going. But today, I'm going down this path that God has laid for me. No, I don't know at every turn and every corner what it is He wants me to do or even where to go. But today I'm staying on that path to be that selfless servant so when my higher power needs me, I am available in order to help serve my higher power. And that's where I'm going today. You know, and if you're new in this program, you know, do the simple things that they told me to do. Simple. Because, you know, as addicts, we like to complicate stuff.
Talk to
it. Just don't use. Go to a meeting. Get a sponsor who has a sponsor, has a working knowledge of the 12 steps and the traditions. And things will get better. I was always told when storms come, you need to learn to rock through them because they will come in this program. Everything is not going to be a bed of roses, and I've learned from experience of being here a few 24 hours ago that everything isn't peaches and cream. Some days are good and some days are bad. But most days, today, are a blessing because I didn't use this morning. I got up clean, got on my knees, and got thankful for my higher power and for allowing me to be here clean and sober today to share my experience, strength, and hope with you guys. But I know without my higher power, I know I wouldn't be here. And I'm so grateful because truly your paths are laid for you. Just got to learn to stay on them. You have to learn to stay on the path because that's where your higher power will take you. That's where you're going because where I'm going is a good place. Because I've never had so much peace in my life, despite the good days, the bad days, the sad days. I'm still grieving. Because I still have good days. I still miss this man with all my heart. So all days aren't good days. But all I know is if I continue to do the right thing, things do get better for me. And this is where I'm going. Thanks for letting me share.